This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include a theft at Good to Go, video of a customer stealing, disposition CK. It's your own fault. You call it Good to Go, you know. They don't have that problem at Loaf and Jug.
You never see a restaurant called Dine and Dash.
No. That's Good to Go. Theft, Rocky Mountain Mud, 30-ish year old male, 5'8" and heavy set. He's a bowling ball. He's on foot, stole tip jars from the Mud Hut.
Oh, great.
Disposition C case. So, yeah, what are you going to get, $12? Oh, yeah, because it's still in the morning. You know, you get some people who are so grateful for their coffee. Yeah, here's $5.
Yeah.
But usually, I mean, it's not a huge payday, okay? So don't steal tip jars. Motor vehicle crash occurring on Canyon Avenue. RP's daughter had an accident with another high school kid. RP advised his daughter drives a Nissan Altima, advised neither vehicle on the scene anymore. His daughter does know the other driver. Well, there you go. So that was the exchange of information. So daughter just crashed and went home.
Quick, let's get out of here.
Let's. Okay, we'll see you later. So it's like derbying, I guess. Traffic stop, Eastside Elementary. Ran through the crosswalk while the crossing guard was there. So, yeah, the crossing guard will rat you out for that.
That's kind of why they're there.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash, Walmart. Between the rows 5 and 6, Russ. Dodge Caravan versus Silver Ranger. Disposition, CK. So if you're going to park in the parking lot at Walmart before Christmas time, you're going to end up in a crash. Okay? So,
or a door ding or something like that.
Yeah, there's going to be something that you got to add that to your savings at the end. You're going to have a ding in your vehicle. Let's see. Traffic stop, 14th Street. Driver warned failure to stop at a stop sign and use of turn signal. So once again, cops are behind you and you won't use your turn signal.
That's a lot of things to think about all at once.
Yeah, they're panicking and, you know, trying to say, oh, do I have anything illegal in here? Oh, no, I forgot to use my turn signal for the entire year. So
yeah.
I like that story on the ones in out of Casper that went on the high-speed chase. Still didn't throw his meth out. I like that guy.
Well, he might need it for later.
So he's caught with, after a long high-speed chase, he still had his meth on him. So
he's thinking that it's the next few hours are going to be tough. He might need a little helper.
Let's see. Suspicious activity. Hungry Bear Restaurant out with a suspicious vehicle. This is occurring at right before 1 a.m. So bears are hungry at that time. But at 1 a.m., you better check on them.
I'd rather be with a suspicious vehicle than a hungry bear.
Yeah, than a hungry bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, now that bears are starting to drive around, you know, that's that's a problem. So, let's see. Traffic stop, 1:16 a.m. on Rumsey. DUI. Oh, it's that late night. You better use your turn signals then. So
that's when you're sitting there in traffic and you're doing the little whistle.
Yeah. So, animal call other at the river access. Four dogs off a leash almost knocked RP's son into the culvert and broke their fishing line. Disposition assistance given. Almost did it. So pretty close to they're within the same area code.
Yeah.
So traffic complaint, Beck Avenue, male driver with a beard, possibly 20, driving a green Ford truck, speeding. So when the bearded end up driving badly, Russ.
What about the bearded?
Clockwork Orange warned us about this, Russ. miscellaneous assistance. Cody Law Enforcement Center, wanting to file assault charges, wouldn't provide any more information. unable to assist. Well, yeah.
Against who? I don't want to say.
Yeah, it doesn't want to say. What's your name? I'm not telling you my name.
Why are you harassing me?
Suspicious activity, 13th Street. Young girl on the north side of the street with little to no clothing. Mm-hmm. Disposition, unable to locate. Little to no, Ross. So, I don't know. Suspicious activity, Pulse Aquatic. Suspicious vehicle. Disposition, assistance given. Now, they got that big parking lot up there, Ross. About a quarter to midnight. Let's meet there. Okay. Yeah. Let's see, suspicious activity at the senior center near RP shop has been seeing subjects going through the dumpsters. They're on the side of the center nightly around 11:30, unable to assess.
So, they want our garbage.
Yeah, it's won't somebody think about the dumpsters, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to protect them. Traffic complaint, Peak Avenue, tan Nissan Pathfinder, racing around the neighborhood. RP followed the car to where it was parked, tried to get a plate, and a male came out and asked him to leave. Hey, get out of here. Okay. I'm leaving.
I got a 3 and I got a 6.
That was it.
That's all I got on the plate.
Miscellaneous assistance, Bighorn Avenue. RP says red truck stuck in the snowbank. Well, reports two occupants. Disposition, assistance given. This is at 1:10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
The getting stuck hour. So, and this guy didn't want to stop and help. No way.
I'm almost a good Samaritan.
Let's see. Welfare check, 16th Street. RP says that her ex-boyfriend sent her a video of him being physically violent with another female. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. That's why Al Gore invented the internet, Russ. So,
that's some strange, twisted stuff.
Yeah, that's really twisted. And I could see why it's an ex-boyfriend. So.
Yeah.
Road hazard blockage, East Sheridan Avenue. Suburban stuck in the middle of the hill, blocking both lanes. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. That's either some really bad driving or really bad weather. So I'm guessing it was bad weather on the 10th when this came across. So we didn't get the big snow over here.
No,
we were fine.
Not here in the banana belt.
Yeah. Animal call other on Shadow Street. RP came home and someone put a dog in his house.
Score, free dog.
German Shepherd dog, pink collar, and a toy. Disposition, assistance Kevin. Santa! Santa's now delivering dogs, Ross. So.
That's awfully strange.
Yeah.
And this is his favorite toy.
Let's see, a motor vehicle crash. Let's see, intrusion hold up. Laundry room window. Homeowner wanted a response as she is not home. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So gave just a little note to her as she was hanging out, probably down in Arizona or something. Mm. So, suspicious activity. Albertsons, RP says there was a 25-year-old male wearing a black cowboy hat, driving a black Dodge Ram, filming her. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So, Francis Ford, Russ.
Yeah.
I don't think he wears a cowboy hat.
Well, and
might wear an ascot.
Maybe. Yeah. If you're out in public.
Yeah.
You can be filmed.
Yeah. Nuisance complaint, 16th Street. Trailer parked in the corner of the lot, blocking a gate, and is an eyesore.
Ow, my eyes.
Yeah. That's when you got to put something in your eye to protect it, Russ. So it's an eyesore. Let's see. Assault, Cody High School, disposition, CK. So there's going to be agencies now involved.
Oh,
yeah. They're just old-fashioned bullying, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, you're going to... There's going to be some, maybe even a lawyer involved. So, let's see, traffic complaint, animal bite, parkway trailer and RV park, black cat, orange-colored eyes, normally seen on the hill behind the park. Didn't say who it bit, but why would you reach out to a strange black cat with orange-colored eyes?
I think that cat's sick.
I'm going to grab the devil cat here. Let's see what happens. Oh, no, it's biting me.
What should I do now?
Should I pull it down?
Or squeeze it tighter?
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's it. Let's grab that cat. I wouldn't if I was. Yeah.
No, those eyes are kind of freaking me out.
Trespass complaint. Park County Ready Mix. CO8 encountered listed vehicle there after hours. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So when your vehicle is listed with the Cody Police Department, Russ, you probably shouldn't be at a place at 11 p.m. at night where you're not supposed to be.
Good point.
Yeah. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. And make sure to stop by Aldridge's. Get a gift. Give a gift from Aldridge's instead of a dog, okay? So, just a thought. Anyway,